You're listening to a podcast from 702.
As you know, at this time, we look to the major political stories that you need to pay attention to. Today, we're joined by Labour analyst and columnist at City Press and News 24, and that's Terry Bell. Terry, of course, has a long-standing history in the ANC in the context of that party's Integrity Commission, issuing a report that has flagged senior members of the party, including the Deputy President David Mabuza and the National Chairperson Gwede Mandashe, concerns about their inclusion on the ANC's candidature list. Terry, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani.
So one of the things that has arisen is the possible manipulation of this list. I mean, the ANC Secretary General, Isma Khashule, has insisted that this is exactly the list that the members of the party voted for. There are questions that are around it, aren't there?
Well, there are a lot of questions, and the point is I've said there's nothing new about manipulating lists, and this is what happens when you have, particularly in this instance, a number of factions within the party. I mean, one cannot talk, I think, anymore at this stage of the ANC as a single entity. We now have many, many factions. I mean, the fact that Isma Khashule's name is not been raised by the Integrity Committee is in itself an interesting factor.
I mean, when you say it's nothing new, you wrote a stunning piece at the weekend about exactly this and your experience. Take me back to, the struggle days, as it were, and your experiences with lists being tinkered and the chilling words you heard from Mendim Simang.
Well, that was back in 1981. Things were getting pretty rough. We had a lot of corruption, a lot of nepotism, rot, etc., as it was referred to back in 1969 when I was in Zambia by the Seven, including Chris Harney, who sent a memorandum to that effect. And what happened was they decided that we should have some sort of control locally in the East African region, in Tanzania. And so it was decided we should have a 10-member revolutionary political committee for the area. And the list was duly drawn up by the overwhelming majority of the community. And the list duly went down to be checked by the leadership. And when it came back, none of the names on that list, including the one at the very top, a man called General Twala,
yeah.
I happened also to be on that list. I was a teacher at the school, including a very good friend of mine who was a former MK combatant, one of the female members of the list, Zora Taba. And I was mandated to go to Dar es Salaam to raise the matter with Mendim Simang, who was then representing the leadership.
Yeah.
When I went there, he was very apologetic, as I said, and he said to me, "Look, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We didn't mean to leave your name off the list. That was a mistake. We'll put it back on." And I was enraged. I said, "No way. I'm not interested in that. We put forward 10. It was democratic."
Yeah.
And he really was exasperated. I'll never forget that. And the words, because they're emblazoned in my mind, and I went back to report to the mandate, to the unit. And that was, he said, "We can't have the comrades voting for who they please because they will vote," and I'll never forget, "anarchists, trotskyists, and all that rubbish." Now, this was a form, not so much of, shall we say, corruption. It's a form of patronage of the top-down leadership. We know what's best for you. You don't really know. In other words, we don't trust democracy.
Well, also what it may mean, Terry, if I may come in, it may also mean that the leaders then dispense patronage in exactly that way. So, those at the top know that they've got almost the power of life and death in terms of life in the party of the members beneath them. And that's why decisions cannot be questioned. That's why those at the top really can't be held to account.
Precisely. I mean, the point was, had I said, that's fine, they would have put me back on the list. I suppose I could have negotiated and said, well, I'd like to be the chair or something like that. I mean, I don't know if that could have happened. But nonetheless, that's exactly how it happened then. It happened before then as well, I heard from other comrades.
And it's how it's happening now.
No.
So when we then hear of, vote for unity, vote for the ANC because, that's a vote for unity. The party is fighting to be united. The president of the party is going to reshape it. It can self-correct. We hear all of these things. They've got a new school now, a relaunched political school. We're going to reform. We're going to change. We're going to renew. Do you buy it?
Not really, because I've been through the whole political school thing in the past as well. And I think what must now happen is we must forget about this unity as the priority. That's the biggest fault. That's the underlying fault line throughout the whole thing. Because if you put something forward as unity above all else, you forget about your policies, your principles, and everything else. You become very much like a religious cult, which says the organization above all else, and everyone has to kowtow to the organization or else you're out.
All right, we'll leave it there. Terry Bell is a Labour analyst and a columnist for the City Press and News 24. He says, basically, the idea of a united ANC is a pipe dream. And I want to know from you on 0111-883-072. The more you hear about this kind of thing, right? Because we keep thinking about the ANC as having difficulties right now and having been a glorious movement in the past. The more you hear about these things, how convinced are you that they are still the moral authority of this society, as they'd like us to believe.